Okay. Matthew 11, verse 1 to 15. Let us read alternatively. Okay. Let me start. Verse 1. After Jesus had finished instructing his 12 disciples, he went on from there to teach and preach in the towns of Galilee. To ask him, "Are you the one who was to come, or should we expect someone else?" Did you finish your verse? Very sorry. Six. Five. The blind receive sight. The lame walk. Those who have lepers are cured. The deaf hear, the dead are raised, and the good news is preached to the poor. As John's disciples were leaving, Jesus began to speak to the crowds about John. "What did you go out into the desert to see? A reed swayed by the wind?" "Then what did you go out to see? A prophet?" "Yes, I tell you, and more than a prophet." "I tell you the truth, among those born of women," we are born of women, is that true? "There has not risen anyone greater than John the Baptist. But yet, he who is least in the kingdom of heaven is greater than he," John. "For all the prophets and the law prophesied until John." Together, "He who has ears, let him hear." Amen. This is the word of God. "He who has ears, let him hear." Also, she who has ears, let her hear. Do you have ears? How many ears do you have? Okay. God bless us with our ears. God bless us with our hands. God bless us with our two feet. God bless us with our one mouth. Okay. As we know, at previous chapter, in chapter 10, we studied three times in chapter 10. In chapter 10, Jesus called his 12 disciples, apostles, and gave them authority and instructions for missionary job and sent them out to carry out their first mission. And after sending them out, Jesus did not take rest. Jesus did not take sleeping. Also, he himself alone went on to do his mission continually. His mission, his ministry is teaching, preaching, and healing. Then at that time, John the Baptist was imprisoned by Herod Antipas because John had publicly, courageously rebuked Herod's adulterous, wicked marriage to Herodias, his brother's wife. As we know, John was a man of desert, wilderness. You know, John's lifestyle was very active. His lifestyle was wild, rough, with the divine mandate to preach. John was the one who sent as forerunner of God to testify to Jesus, to testify to Messiah, so that through him all human beings might believe in Christ. And now he is in prison. He could not speak. He could not preach publicly outside any longer. So in prison, John had thoughts more and more about Jesus Christ. The more he thought, the more concerned he was that, yes, Jesus was the man who was to come. But he could not preach outside. So he sent his disciples to Jesus for his final confirmation about Jesus' Messiahship. He put all his hopes to this test in this one question. In verse 2 and 3, are you the one who was to come, or should we expect someone else? Yes, some may think this question is a question of despairing, doubting, impatient person. But this question can be a question of one in whose eyes the light of hope did shine, who asked for nothing but confirmation of that hope. And to this question of John, Jesus' answer is found verse 4, 5, 6. Three verses we can see Jesus' answer to this question of John. Shall we see together Jesus' answer, verse 4, 5, 6. For Jesus replied, go back and report to John what you hear and see. The blind receive sight, the lame walk, those who have lepers are cured, the deaf hear, the dead are raised, and the good news is preached to the poor. Hallelujah. This sense of Jesus is quotation from Isaiah. Chapter 29, verse 18 to 19, and also Isaiah chapter 35, verse 4 to 6. In two places in the book of Isaiah, in the Old Testament, these same words can be found. This means Jesus reminded John of the Old Testament prophecies about works of the Messiah. Jesus pointed to his works, to his acts of healing the blind, lame, lepers, deaf, and raising the dead, and preaching the good news to the poor. Yes. With so much evidence, Jesus' identity should have been clear, obvious. You know, in this answer, we hear the accent, the emphasis of confidence, assurance. In this answer, Jesus did not say, tell John what I'm saying or what I'm claiming. But Jesus said, tell John what you hear and see. Yes, today, the challenge of Jesus Christ is still same. Because Jesus is the same then, now, and forever. See what I can do for you. See what I have done for others. The very things 2,000 years ago, the very things Jesus did in Galilee, he is doing, he can do, he does among us today. Those who are blind to the truth about themselves, about others, about God, can have their eyes open only in Jesus Christ. Those whose feet are never, never strong enough to stand up in the right way can be strengthened up and stand up and walk only in Jesus Christ. Also, those who are tainted, those who are contaminated with the disease of sin can be forgiven, can be cleansed, can be purified only in Jesus Christ. Those who are deaf to the voice of conscience of God can begin to hear and listen only in Jesus Christ. Those who are dead in sin, powerlessly, hopelessly, can be raised to the newness and the liveliness of life only in Jesus Christ. Those who are poor in spirit, in heart, can receive the riches of the love of God only in Jesus Christ. Still today, Jesus is the same yesterday, then, today, now, and forever. Even today among us, Jesus' invitation and challenge to us is same. Yes, give your life to me. Give your life to me and see, experience, and enjoy what I can do with your lives. Why don't you give your life to Jesus and see and experience and enjoy what he can do with your lives, with our lives? You know, the supreme arguments for Christ is not intellectual debate, but true experience of his changing power, his life-giving power. And after this, answering to John's question, Jesus mentions John continually. Shall we see from verse 7 to 10? From verse 7 to 10, Jesus mentions John the Baptist. Verse 7 says, As John's disciples were leaving, Jesus began to speak to the crowds about John. What did you go out into the desert to see? In John the Baptist? A reed swayed by the wind? Verse 8, if not, what did you go out to see? A man dressed in fine clothes? No, those who wear fine clothes are in king's palaces. Then what did you go out to see? A prophet? Yes, I tell you, and more than a prophet. Verse 10, this is the one about whom it is written, I will send my messenger ahead of you who will prepare your way before you. It is written, I will send my messenger ahead of you who will prepare your way before you. Also, quotation from Malachi chapter 3, verse 1. In these verses, Jesus gave one question with three answers about John. What is the question? Yes, what did you go out into the desert to see in John the Baptist? First answer, a reed swayed, shaken by the wind. The answer is no. You know, at that time, a reed can give us two reasons, maybe. A reed is cane-like grass that grows on the banks of Jordan River, symbolizing the commonest of sights, the commonest thing to be seen. Anybody can see reed shaken by the wind at riverside of Jordan. Another meaning, reed means weak vacillator. If I compare somebody to a shaken reed, it means he has no moral fiber or courage. Never taking his stand on anything. Very, very easily shaken and moved and tossed about by any various opinions. Yes, definitely, obviously, they did not go into the desert to see or read in John the Baptist. We know John's fiery preaching was anything but that. And second, then, if that is not, what did you go out into the desert to see in John the Baptist? Second answer is, a man with fine dress, luxurious garments. The answer is definitely, absolutely, no. We know John's clothes were made of camel's hair. Yes, if they wanted to see a man dressed with fine, luxurious garment, they should go to a royal palace. So says King Herod's house. It means such a man who wear luxurious garments would be a courtier. Yes, we know John the Baptist was not a courtier. John the Baptist was an ambassador of God, not courtier of King Herod. And so then, what did you go out to see in John in the desert? A prophet? Yes, definitely true. More than prophets. The prophet is the foreteller of the truth of God. The prophet was the man with the confidence in God, of God. The prophet was the man who is wisdom of God in his mind, with the truth of God in his mouth, with the courage, bravery of God in his heart. Then above all, more than anything else, the basic job of all the prophets' jobs was to show Messiah to men, to human beings. Yes, John the Baptist was the last prophet of all Old Testament prophets who saw Messiah with his naked eyes. In this sense, John the Baptist was more than a prophet. How about today in our story, today? What do you come to church to see in Jesus Christ? This is a very simple and basic fundamental question. Yes, we are here to worship God. We are gathering in the name of Jesus Christ. Then what do you come to church to see in Jesus Christ? Do you come to church to see an entertainer in Jesus Christ? No. Do you come to church to see luxurious clothes like this? Luxurious? Absolutely not. To this question, why do you come to the church? What do you come to church to see in Jesus Christ? Our answer must be like this. Yes, I come to church to see my personal Savior, my Lord, my King, my God in Jesus Christ, and to worship Him together, brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus. This is our answer to this basic fundamental question. Why do you come to church? What do you come to church to see in Jesus Christ? And Jesus continued to mention John the Baptist in verse 11. In verse 11, only one verse, but verse 11 has much meaning, many, many meanings given to us even today. Shall we see verse 11? I tell you the truth. Among those born of women, there has not risen anyone greater than John the Baptist. Yet he who is least in the kingdom of heaven is greater than he. What a contrast. I tell you the truth means this is something supreme importance. It looks It looks like contradictory, opposite. First, Jesus exalts John the Baptist to the highest among all human beings. Yes, everybody is born of women. Then Jesus says first, in verse 11, among those born of women, there has not risen anyone greater than John the Baptist. This means, yes, John the Baptist is the greatest man, biggest man in human history, maybe since the creation of the world, except Adam and Eve. Then immediately, Jesus lowers John the Baptist to the lowest place, to the bottom line. In the kingdom of heaven, the least one is greater than John the Baptist. How can we combine these two opposite meanings? Yes, no question. John is the greatest man, biggest man in human history. Before sharing this matter, I want to give you one question. Who do you think is greater, John the Baptist or you yourself before God? Which do you think is greater before God, honestly, John the Baptist or you, I, myself, yourself? Yeah, silently. What do you think to this question is the correct answer to you? Yes. First, John is the greatest man in that John was the only man in human history who baptized Jesus Christ in Jordan River. And John the Baptist was the first prophet who testified to Jesus Christ, pointing him directly. Behold, anybody, everybody, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. He must increase, I must decrease. He must be greater, I must be less. In this sense, John is the greatest man in human history. Then Jesus says again, in the kingdom of heaven, yes, in this world, please, in this world, in human history, in this world, John is the biggest, the greatest man. But in the kingdom of heaven, the least one is greater than John the Baptist. It means if we are in the kingdom of heaven, really, truly, by believing in Jesus Christ, today we are greater than John the Baptist. What does this mean? What was it that John left? The answer is simple and fundamental. John the Baptist had never seen the cross. Therefore, John the Baptist never understood the full revelation of the love of God manifested through the cross. Yes, the holiness of God he might know. The justice of God he proclaimed. The judgments of God he proclaimed. The warning of penalty, punishments, the wrath of God to come, he proclaimed, he preached. But he never understood fully the love of God in its full meaning, because he died before Jesus died. Before Jesus died and rose again from the dead and to inaugurate his kingdom of heaven. Yes, no one ever fulfilled his God-given purpose than John. But he never saw the cross with his eyes. You know, it is the most amazing thing that it is possible for us to know more about God than the greatest man of Old Testament prophets. He was John the Baptist. Yes, in God's coming kingdom, the children of God, we have a greater spiritual heritage than John, because we have known and seen Jesus Christ and his finished work on the cross. We can witness kingdom's reality. Yes, we can have a privilege and place greater than John's. Let me say it in a different way. Same story, but in different way. Yes, John the Baptist is greatest man, in that his first message, do you remember? His first message is the same with that of Jesus Christ. Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is near. John's first message, Jesus' first message in their public ministry. Same. Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is near. Then Jesus came as the king of his kingdom. Jesus is the king of the kingdom of heaven. Do you believe this? Do you agree? It means Jesus Christ himself is the reality of the kingdom of heaven. The kingdom of heaven is Jesus' dominion as king, his kingship. It means wherever Jesus is in control as king, there is the kingdom of heaven. Do you have the kingdom of heaven in your heart? How can we receive? How can we inherit the kingdom of heaven? To this question, answer is only one. Yes, we can receive. We can inherit the kingdom of heaven by believing in Jesus Christ, who died on the cross for my sin and rose again from the dead for my salvation, and accepting him as my personal Savior, Lord, King, and God. In other words, that is, we receive the kingdom of heaven by believing, by receiving the message of Jesus' death and his resurrection. Jesus' death is called substitutionary death. His resurrection is called the victorious resurrection. Then, this message of salvation is called, we know very well, what called? Gospel message. Yes, we know John the Baptist preached a wonderful message, great message, powerful message, but we do not call his message a gospel. Why? Because in his message there was no story of Jesus' death and resurrection. We can be greater than John. In this sense, John had no opportunity to preach the message of gospel. But we receive wonderful blessing of opportunity to preach, to share this message of gospel, this message of Jesus' death and resurrection. So if, this is conditional, if you and I preach and share the message of gospel, the story of Jesus' death and resurrection, we are greater than John the Baptist in God's eternal redemptive history. Do you believe this? That's why this passage says in last line, he who has ears, let him hear. He who has ears to hear, let him hear. Okay, let us see continually Jesus' mention of John the Baptist. From verse 12 to 15, also this is continuation of Jesus' mention about John the Baptist. Verse 12, from the days of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of heaven has been forcefully advancing, and forceful men lay hold of it. For all the prophets and the law prophesied until John. If you are willing to accept it, he is the Elijah who was to come. He who has ears, let him hear. Before sharing these verses, let me show you two verses quickly. Okay, first, Malachi. Malachi chapter 4, verse 5. Last book, last chapter, almost the last verse of the Old Testament. Malachi. Malachi chapter 4, verse 5. Okay, share it together. See, I will send you the prophet who Elijah before that great and dreadful day of the Lord comes. And another prophecy, Matthew chapter 24, verse 14. Matthew chapter 24, verse 14 is the prophets of the last day of the last days. Okay? Matthew chapter, somebody may stand and read loudly for everybody to hear. Philip, can you? Thank you very much. God bless you.
Matthew chapter 24, verse 14.
More loudly.
And this gospel of the kingdom will be preached in the whole world as a testimony to all nations, and then the end will come.
Thank you. God bless you. Okay. Matthew chapter 24, verse 14 is the prophecy of the last day of the last days. Verse 12 says, from the days of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of heaven has been forcefully advancing, and forceful men lay hold of it. What does this mean? Yes. The kingdom of heaven is started already. The kingdom of heaven was inaugurated already with Jesus' death and resurrection. But the consummation, the fulfillment, the consummation of the establishment of the kingdom of heaven is yet to come. Now in progress in this world. So that's why the kingdom of heaven and the kingdom of this world are against each other, because Satan is the king of the kingdom of this world. Bible says, Satan is the prince of this age. That's why until the consummation of the kingdom of heaven is finished, there is a fighting between the kingdom of heaven and the kingdom of this earth. That's why from the day of John the Baptist, who was in prison wrongly, right down to our own times, the kingdom of heaven has suffered violence, opposition, attack, persecution by the hands of violent men, evil spirit, evil violence forces have worked against the kingdom of heaven. That's why, if we receive the kingdom of heaven, we need violent devotion. We need forceful commitment to King our Lord Jesus to keep the kingdom of heaven in our heart safely. We need aggressive attitude. We need assertive action to keep the kingdom of heaven safely and peacefully. And Jesus mentions John, saying, John is like Elijah. In what sense John was like Elijah, who was to come? John the Baptist came in spirit and power of Elijah. Also, John dressed like Elijah. John ministered like Elijah. Also like Elijah, John had a message of judgment for apostate nation of Israel. Then, as we saw just before, the last chapter, almost the last verse of the Old Testament, Malachi 4:5, prophesied the coming of Elijah again before the great and dreadful day of the Lord comes. Then our Lord Jesus Christ regarded John's arrival in this world as the fulfillment of that prophecy. How about in our story? In our story, yes, we can be greater than John the Baptist before God. If we are used in fulfilling the prophecy of the last day of the last days, written in where? Matthew 24:14. This gospel of the kingdom of heaven will be preached to the whole world as a witness, as a testimony to all nations, and then the end will come. What does this mean? And then the end will come means I will come, Jesus Christ, to fulfill this prophecy. This prophecy is the last prophecy of the last day of the last days. If we are used in fulfilling this prophecy, we will be counted, we will be regarded by God as greater than John the Baptist in God's redemptive history. He who has ears, let him hear. She who has ears, let her hear. God bless all of us. God bless us with our ears, with our hearts, with our two hands, with our two feet, with our mouth. Amen. Shall we pray together? Yes, no question. Jesus, our Lord, our King, our Savior is same yesterday, today, and forever. Father, we believe still your ministry, your activity is available for us, for each of us, the blind can see the truth through our Lord Jesus Christ. The lame can walk in our Lord Jesus Christ. The lepers can be clean, purified, cleansed, and forgiven in freedom in our Lord Jesus Christ. The deaf can hear in our Lord Jesus Christ. The dead can rise to life in our Lord Jesus Christ. Father, you say the poor will inherit your kingdom. Help us to be poor in spirit, in hearts, before your word, before your message, before your full revelation of love manifested on the cross. Thank you for your blessing. Thank you for your blessing. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you for your grace. Thank you for your compassion. Thank you for freedom in our Lord Jesus Christ. I pray in Jesus' name. Amen.